No. There has to be some way out of this, right? There must be something you can do. Something you can use. Anything. You finally snap out of your stupor and inch backwards, crawling along with your hands and feet, too terrified to look away from her.
Where do you think you are going, darling? There's nowhere to run, silly. But don't worry. I promise to be very gentle with you.
Your heart is beating so hard, you fear it may leap right out of your chest. You glance around, eyes desperately searching for something, anything that you can use. But there's nothing. Your back presses against the wall of the cave. You've reached the end. There's nowhere left to go. There's no more time that you can buy. Your face cracks into a mad grin. Is this it, then? Is this your fate? To be sucked dry by some insect monstrosity, reduced to a cocoon husk? On a whim, you reach out to a nearby stalagmite and wrap your hands around the protrusion, using it to hoist yourself up. You figure that you'll at least try to run past her. There's no chance that it'll work, of course, but at least you have done something. And then, the tip of the stalagmite chunks and falls forward, stopping at an unnatural angle. You hear a distant rumbling sound, like the clanking of turning gears, and then the grinding of stone as the rock wall behind you starts to lift up.
What in the world?
There's barely time for you to shout as the ground beneath your feet tilts, forming a sharp angle and causing you to slide down into the opening in the wall. You slip down into the darkness, utterly blind, shouting as you slide away.
Hey, come back here. Oh, that's not there.
You fall and fall, descending into a pitch black abyss as the slide spirals downward. Until finally, you zoom out, sliding along a smooth stone floor as you slow down and finally come to a halt. And then, everything goes black. My goodness, that was quite the miraculous escape, wasn't it? But just what have you gotten yourself into this time?